الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني، وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب، كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا، وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وعن عبد الله النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين، وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس، فمن اتقى الشبهات استبرأ لدينه وعرضه، ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام. كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه، ألا وإن لكل ملك حما، ألا وإن حمى الله تعالى محارمه، ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Obviously, the salam was very soft, so outwardly you get two people. So Hazrat Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi mentions this incident in the Ma'arif-e Masnavi. So he says, on one occasion there was one person. So he had with him a parrot. So he loved this parrot very dearly. It was his norm. He would feed it. He would look after it. He would see to its necessities. Until the day came, obviously, he needed to go on a safar. So he left the parrot at home. He left some crackers with it. And along with it, he left some cheese as well. Understanding the parrot to be well-trained. But it so happened, he left the top window open of his house. So, that time, one cat came inside the house. So no sooner the parrot now seen this cat coming, so it became parashan now. So it started running helter-skelter, not knowing what to do. Until eventually it broke the chandelier, destroyed the curtains. The cat then eventually found its way back out. The man returned after a few days. Probably it was, went for 3 days Jamaat, so came back. Now he came back and then he sees his entire household is destroyed. So he got hold of the parrot and he disciplined the parrot and he gave it a few shots on the head. So the parrot became bald. After some time, the same parrot that every morning used to wake up and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, would respond to his salam, recite a few ayat of the Quran Sharif, would complete that ayat of the Quran Sharif for him, take out his tajweed mistakes also, play for him Sheikh Basit also, say, here you're off tune, correct it for him. Few days passed, he put the cracker, put the cheese, this thing, nothing happening, not talking. So he realized he did something wrong to the parrot, so it's not speaking, bald parrot, can you imagine? How funny that may look, nevertheless. He hears a knock on the door. So there's a beggar at the door and he got a chadar, he got a blanket. So like the homeless people, Allah save us. And Allah make it easy for them, all those people that are out there, and in this very same breath, wherever we have the ability, we should try and always assist and aid any person that is downtrodden. Nevertheless, The man comes, he's got the blanket over his head. So at that time, the man opens the door for him. So out of respect, obviously, for the dweller of the house, he removes the blanket from his head. And he's also bald. Now the parrot, in amazement, in awe, he looks at this man and he says, after a few days, he never speaks. He says, now, you also, you disrespected your master and he gave you a few shots on your head, and now you also became bald? So he says, no. You see, me continuously begging, difficulty and hardship has brought me to this position you see today. So on the other side, it was a man in the disobedience of his master that drained him. Whereas on the other side, it was a man in the obedience of his master that finished him. So, Al-Aqilu Takfil Ishara, they mentioned it last night also. So, when we made the salam, outwardly now, I know it's your Qailula time, many of you are looking tired. So, when I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, many of you like made salam in your heart, mashallah. So they say that, ظَنُّوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا, you must have the best thoughts. So although the whole talk was about pornography now, and that man who stays awake late at night and indulges in this fitna and this guna, and then he will now come to that madrasa in the morning and he's sitting in front of the ustad and his eyes are red, mashallah. And then the thought of the ustad in front will look at him and say that this man, subhanallah, it's the nights of winter, he's in tilawat of Quran Sharif. Come to find he forgot the opening verses of Surah Fatiha also. Yet on the other side you find that man, so inshallah we like that, we tired now because last night we spent our time in ibadat and worship. Nevertheless, on one occasion, Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the great wali and a buzruq, those who are fortunate to have met him, subhanallah, Allah has given us also the tawfiq, few occasions. So Hazrat, in his last few bayanat that he had been conducting, primarily from Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, in one of his majalis he conducted, he mentioned an incident. And he goes on to mention in this incident, he says he had a friend, was a pilot. And this man, having been a pilot by right and occupation, had then come to him few days prior to what was supposed to have been his flight schedule. He said, Hazrat, make dua for me, I'm now en route safar. So I request your dua. So Hazrat spoke to him and said that, where are you going? He said, I'm going to China. And I'll be returning inshallah after 3 days. Hazrat said, no problem. He said, not 24 hours later, I saw him in the majlis again. So I asked the pilot, I said, yesterday you came, you said dua, you were supposed to have went on the safar now. But it so happened you didn't embark on the safar today, 24 hours later, I still see you here. What's the reason? So he says, that we had received news from air traffic control few hours before the flight that there is an ash cloud that has accumulated within the skies. So air traffic control has advised all pilots to keep their flights grounded. So having been one of the flights that was en route that area, we were then given some strong advice that we should stay grounded. Hence the reason why I come back here. So these were the friends of Allah. He diverted his attention immediately and he said, what lesson can you take from this now? So he said, well, 24 hours now I lost. They still have to pay me for that. So for me, I got an extra 24 hours, a 3 day safar. I'm going to be paid for 4 days. So this is a lesson he took. Muhammad Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi drew a parable and explained this whole idea to him. The synopsis of mine in your life and this hadith sharif we had mentioned in the beginning. And Allah give tawfiq
But Allah reward all of you that are sitting here, those that have put together this Islahi Jalsa, the ulama that have conducted various talks on various topics, etc., and alhamdulillah, going in detail and in depth, and our duty to take benefit, obviously. So he mentions to him, he says, you see, that air traffic control, that is Quran and Sunnah. And then ulama warathatul anbiya, and as the times change and challenges come, there will be those people that will come forward to you and warn you that, hey, be careful ahead of you. You may find yourself in the depths of some sin or filth or guna. And then how are you going to take yourself out of it? So this is that air traffic control. He says the plane, this is that body of yours. The pilot, this is that heart. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That now if that heart is correct, that entire body will not be able to go to the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as Rabbi Maulana Imran Sahib mentioned it so beautifully at the ending, giving us hope. Many a time it is that in these halat and conditions that are facing the people, sometimes we lose hope and think, how is it possible? Often you have these discussions with people and a man will say, if it's so difficult in today's time for me and for you, then what about our children? But Allah's system and nizam has always been put in place to take a person out of filth and evil. Nevertheless, he says then, your destination which was supposed to have then been China, a mu'min's destination is always akhirat and the happiness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like this, that ash cloud is now what we are going to discuss today. He says, and that ash cloud is the warning from air traffic control, that this is the ash cloud of sin, guna and filth that we find ourselves in. We already find ourselves in such a zamana, and a zamana that will come still yet. And Allah protects us, Allah make hifazat of us, our children and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Today we want to discuss a little bit of that ash cloud that we find ourselves in.
You see what time I started? They say half an hour or so. The bayan is starting now, so. See? They say I started at Qurabas. So after time I was sleeping, so I woke up now. So the bayan will start now, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll try to sum it up. So what is this ash cloud of guna and sin that we are facing? We may have, or the ulama may have mentioned it, but we will go a little bit into this smart technology. And what is the hidden hand behind it? And what do they want out of us as an end result? 1943. A man by the name of Alfred Kenzie, they refer to him as Sir Alfred Kenzie, however we don't. So a man by the name of Alfred Kenzie, he introduces a certain ideology to the governments of the world at that time. What you and I understand in today's time is pornography. He comes to it, and look it up. It's a Latin word, a Greek Latin word, which comprises of two words, porno, graphine, which obviously means, in hindsight, to take a woman out of her chastity and expose her to the world. So meaning to make her a loose woman. 1943, this man introduces it to the tabloids of the world, the governments of the world, that look, at this point in time, you are finding that it was not the zamana of AI like we see today, or the zamana of Instagram, and we will discuss a little bit of Instagram as well. So one person asked, like, before it was like we run a facility, so primarily the facility works with drug addiction, pornography addiction, and all other vices. So before it was, they used to ask, like, what is the best gram? So at that time, the man used to say, like, cocaine. Now, I ask you, in today's zamana, what is the best gram? Many people today will say Instagram. But now we must ask ourselves the question that further than that, really, what is the best gram? It's the Islahi program that we see ourselves in. We must see that, inshallah. Allah give us that. We're able to see that. So this man, he introduces it to the tabloids. And in the tabloids, at that time, markets were not skyrocketing. Governments primarily were working on the media structure of the world. It was getting introduced. So he came up with this idea and said that, look, just put a woman with a little bit of her skin exposed into your tabloids or your newspapers, your magazines. And this marketing strategy of his was such, and we will touch on the satanic part of it, was such that it was able to take a man from the depths of losing in terms of his business and marketing strategy, and within a month or 2 months, he find himself skyrocketing. Like in today's time, you have this FX Pro and Hollywood bets and all this type of online gambling. It was a few days ago, we were parked at one garage and one person came out of the car and he was like on his phone. So he says, Hazrat, you know what? I'm telling you, man, just send me the money. I'll make the thing 800,000 for you 10 minutes. So we turned around. We were at the garage. So we turned around. We looked at each other and immediately, like, we gave each other the nod to say, well, this guy is online gambling. So what you and I may think to be like this Forex, etc., online gambling. It's a big addiction today. One youngster is telling me today of a group that was out in Jamaat. And the man is out in Jamaat and he drives the latest cars that you can think of. And he says, he comes to him and he tells him, he himself also is involved in buying and selling vehicles. He tells him that, listen, give me 150,000. Within a month or 2 months, I'll make that 150,000 for you 3 million. Reality, it is there. Outwardly, this is what happens. But a man finds himself in that depth and then no sooner he gets caught up. So this man introduces it into the tabloids. It takes off in the governments of the world. We fast forward this entire thing, come late 80s, early 90s. The World Wide Web is founded. What you and I will understand to be your www. So this World Wide Web is now introduced, and this very same ideology of taking that woman in her nudity and portraying her out into the public eye is now pushed onto the World Wide Web, of which we will mention to you a few statistics. But prior to that, we want to understand the hidden hand behind it. Many of us have a misunderstanding regarding Satanism and atheism. Many of us think that the two are separate and they can never intertwine. So a man by the name of Anton LaVey in the early 1960s, he had wrote the first Satanic Bible. Late 1960s, he founds the first Satanic Church. And then under the doctrines of Satanism, he starts to put together 11 laws that will govern this cult or occult religion of Satanism that was now going to become a burst in the world. So from that, he then, amongst the 11, he mentions a few, and these few, like, really stand out when you read it. One is that in order to reach certain realms and open up certain realms, and you're traversing that path of Satanism, the man's belief in extraterrestrial forces, meaning jinnat, has to be firm. And he has to continuously be in a state of filth and najasat. And I'll mention this 3 days ago last week, Jum'ah. In fact, this Jum'ah, last week, Friday, we had one youngster that came to us. So this guy came in and he used to always say, Malana, I see jinnat, and you know, when I see you, I see fire, and I see by the door, I see them standing outside, and this is like the Satanism in the drugs and pornography. So he said, okay, so who's protecting you? He said, my Hazrat is protecting me. I said, who's your Hazrat? He mentioned some name of some person in India. I said, alright. So one of my sathis told me to check this guy's tawiz out. We took out the tawiz. He had about 7 tawiz around him. So I waited. I said, alright, come. I'm going to open each tawiz for you and show you in front of you. And wallah, with my own eyes, I seen it. These karguzaris I'm giving you is not from hearing. First-hand experiences we're dealing with people. We start opening one after the other. We come to one certain tawiz, there is a small little bank packet inside it. Inside that bank packet, I saw a small block of brown. So I thought maybe they put some henna here. Or probably maybe this guy is trying to smuggle some drugs or whatever it is, hashish, etc. So I had no idea. So I cut it open and that stench came. So I told him, I said, you know what this is? He said, no. I said, this is feces, right? I use a bit more of an appropriate word, but he said, this is feces. He says, never. My Hazrat will never do this to me. I said, all right. I said, smell it. He smells it. I can't smell anything. I said, taste it. I was joking. I said, I taste it. Wallah, I'm not lying to you. The man took a piece. He put it in his mouth. I became disgusted. Lucky it was I had a snicker bar with me on the side. My sati was sitting with me. He turned around. He didn't know what to do. Allah gave tawfiq. Eventually we gave that man. We put him on some prescription of amal. Say 100 ayatul kursi daily. Finish one tasbih. And then eventually we will do some ruqya on you. Build yourself. After Jummah, he was as dark as a shadow. After Asr Salah, he had finished that 100 Ayatul Kursi. The man's total complexion had changed. From dark as night, he became bright as the day. This is the Satanism that we see. So this man then founded this church. And the doctrines of Satanism and comes in the New York Times, etc. What was the reason for these introductions of pornography and drugs and your online gaming? Like people, 2 days ago we had a program at one madrasa, so asked all the youngsters, when last you watched Netflix, they all put their hands up last night. When last you did online gaming, they all put their hands up, say what you're playing, say Call of Duty. I said, alright, who are you playing with? They gave their names. Then there's that other one, that GTA, that Grand Theft Auto, that everybody is so anxious and waiting for it to come out. That multi-billion dollar enterprise. The man of which, who is the CEO of Take-Two Interactive, has been found himself in the circle of Satanists. His name had come up on numerous occasions on the files, what's that? Epstein files. So what level of people he was playing with to enslave the mind and the heart of our people. So this pornography then got introduced, and then he stipulated that we will break up the Satanism into 3 parts. We will have theistic Satanism, atheistic Satanism, and personal Satanism. Theistic Satanism meaning where a man directly takes Shaitan to be his deity. That's like the highest level now. Then atheistic Satanism is what you and I in today will understand as your modern day science. Like completely and totally take out Allah and that there is no being behind it, but this will then fall under theistic Satanism. And then a level, what he then mentioned for mine and your understanding, like for the awam, we will introduce something called personal Satanism, meaning where a man will fulfill every single one of his desires as he wishes, when and how he wishes. And under the ambit of this now comes your drug addiction, secularism, pornography, online gaming, AI, your smart technology. It was that before a man was, you know, we feared that that life of privacy must never become something apparent, and we have come into that zamana, that smartphone that that man has with that privacy screen. It's like when you look at him, then the man on the right can't even see what the man next to him is looking at. He's got it under his desk, he's making mutala. He say, what you doing? He say, I'm checking the ibadat. Meanwhile, he's scrolling on Instagram. Then from that privacy, then came the facial recognition, then the thumbprint recognition. Then they introduced that how that man will be able to delete that URL. Then beyond that, you and I understand, and I said this in one program, and really it was that there were people waiting at the door also. So we have a way that even though you're able to delete your URL, meaning your search history, we are able to go into your account and find out what it is you were searching in the last year. So for those of you who don't know how to delete it, then for 200 rand, after this program, we will be waiting at the door. Otherwise, we don't want to teach your asatiza how to check, because you will know how to go. Forget incognito tab is something small. Like you open the tab behind the tab, so it's hidden. The man is sitting, we recently heard one youngster, first hand, 8 years old, watching pornography. The elder brother, whatever the case is, man comes forward. So I say, how you hide this? He say, in between, I open YouTube in an incognito tab. And on that, I'm watching Monster Trucks. 8 year old boy. So when my granny or my nanny walks in the room, and Bicharo is looking at Monster Trucks. Meanwhile, what other monster things you looking at behind the screen, only Allah knows. So they introduced this whole realm of Satanism, they pumped it in. Approximately 130,000 new visits daily on your pornography sites. The world record, 115 million new visits. That means from your algorithms, they'll be able to ascertain which person came, what he looked up. That's why you will find that recommended tab will always come up, like if you're on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, or then that recommended tab will come up, and that recommended tab, based on your algorithm and the way you type certain things and what you look for in that search engine, they already be able to tell behind that screen who is that person. So this recommendation will then come up. So then 115 million new visits. The latest statistics show that youngsters, and Maulana mentioned it, that why sending the youngsters out? Youngsters under the age of 8, already out of 3, one out of 3 have already viewed or heard of online content. Of which 40% of them come back, meaning as follow-up customers, to again review that, becoming an addict of pornography. Out of your top 15 sites visited daily, the first 3 come in the category of pornography sites. What was a multi-million dollar enterprise today became a multi-billion dollar enterprise. There are then those hidden interviews of those women that were able to come out, those loose women, and they had come out and then they began to give their karguzaris, mentioning what it was like behind the screen. They say previously, before that, man had to come on, and this woman will then go on to write and say that, I believe that every man or woman who is behind the screen watching himself is also subconsciously worshipping the devil. Then they say, why? Then she says, before we come onto the screen, we have to traverse certain paths in our Satanism, which will then open up a realm to give us what is called an alter ego. So meaning a jinnat. So the jinnat will now possess that person, and that person will now come onto the screen. A man is looking at this, and many a time he thinks, like, you know, this 45 minute video, like, how is it possible for a man to last like this? So this woman writes there and she says, every scene is shot for, like, in 24 hours, they keep that one star, whether it's the actress, and the other one, whether it's the male, and then to make one scene in an entire day of 24 hours, they make that one scene. So you and I are sitting now and we're thinking, like, how is it possible for that man to 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, meanwhile, because of camera tricks, etc. So this whole entire thing is presented before you, and that man then falls into this deception that this is what is required from me. Recently, one karguzari came, youngster comes forward, youngster studying Mishkat Sharif. Studying? So like you and I in madrasa was studying, youngster mentions regarding his vivid and strong addiction and inclination to pornography and Instagram scrolling, to an extent that it left him to a point where a man can now take his own wife to the massage parlor and in the very same room ask the woman who is on the other side to give you what they call a happy ending. The level it has reached. Recently, one auntie complained to me. She says, Maulana, my brother, and I know that youngster personally, when you hear him read Quran, subhanallah, his tajweed, etc., you will become flabbergasted, meaning taken aback. Youngster finishes fourth year, he's going into Mishkat now. Phoned me recently, he said, Maulana, I need advice. So what's the story? Say, my brother has become a Satanist. Say, what you mean? Say, previously I know we had complaints when he used to walk around with the crucifix, meaning the cross on him. And this then obviously didn't just come like that. Where it started, the man was addicted to pornography. To a level, she says, when we used to walk into the house, the screen used to be on and he used to be watching homosexual porn on loudspeaker. It reached a point where the youngster started to practice black magic himself. Say, we see him burning ayat of Quran Sharif, Allah save us. I remember it was when he just came into the facility and we thought maybe, like, you know, that slap Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's father had given him when he was a youngster, then hidayat will come in one day. I remember he threw that duas for the contentment of the heart and then gave him one, like, firecracker. For some time, alhamdulillah, the firecracker helped, but it's not like on the level of Abdul Wahab, you know, that hidayat smacks, so it never lasts long enough. So he went out and still, we make dua, Allah bring him back. She says, what do I do now? The youngster is applying for a visa to go to America. So this is no, like, shot at America, but I said, don't ever do this. Because there was already an inclination of transgender from this boy when I had done his counseling already. And if they, meaning the Western government come to find out that this man is Hafiz of Quran, he was on the brink, a year and a half away from completing his Darse Nizami. So what a level they will use to then prey on the Satanism of his, and for them to then climb their realms. As if they come to find out that this youngster has now put this application in, then at such a time, they will issue it immediately. Because ask any person that is coming from that side, and it is now crept into South Africa as well, estrogen injections and all your masculine injections, whether a person, lesbian now wants to become a man and he wants to do this transgender, everything is being funded by the government. So they will allow this, and where that man will see, I said, until Allah forbid, a year, 2 years down the line, you come to see that the same very brother of yours became your sister. And worse than that is now appearing on porn videos, which is going global. This is a level of filth and dirt, but where did it start? Almost 70% of people that have viewed online content become addicted. Maulana had mentioned, and I will just touch on that aspect thereafter, we will try to then, you know, when we hear all these halat and we put our hands on our head and we say, like, I'd rather become like that ostrich and just, you know, put my head in the ground now and wait for Qiyamah. There is hope at the end of the day. So, Maulana had mentioned, so how does dopamine works in the brain? So there's a certain part in the brain which is called the VTA, the ventral tegmental area of the brain. This then is to receive the dopamine of the brain and spread it out. The GABA response of the brain, which then sits at the bottom, is to balance it. So that VTA, which Maulana had mentioned from the nafs side, that a person, when he looks, he wants more. So that brain, Allah has designed it in such a way that the moment you look at the colors on your smartphone, you scroll once, you scroll twice, you continue to scroll, you look at that woman, you look at that site, it's one, it's two, you're opening four tabs, five tabs, six tabs, you say, I'll make Toba, I'll delete the history. At that time, that man is looking. A man who, at that point, already almost 12 hours of the day has passed in fatigue. No sooner he looks at that screen, that VTA kicks in, that dopamine spikes. He has now, meaning a complete and total in his neural pathways, now there is a complete and total spike which is making his neural pathways fire incorrectly. So the man is not like a normal person sitting before you. So he's now looking at the screen and he goes and he looks at that one, and then we ask ourselves that question that I said I will just look at Sheen, or I said I will just look at Takealot, I will just check that WhatsApp message. Why is it that a half an hour, 2 hours have passed and I'm still on that smartphone? And this is the VTA in the brain that's creating the dopamine spike, and the man doesn't want to put it down. So one method we have found that works tremendously, ultimately, Maulana has given, and that's like the highest level we should start, that give up the smartphone. But now it's like telling a man that, you know, that Coca-Cola that you're not buying here by the Jalsa, but you're going out now and buying it, then give it up. Then it's like asking that man now, like, to conquer the world with the 5 cents. So at that point now, what should a man do? One easy recommendation and way that has come forward is, let us put our phone onto dark mode or e-book mode, grayscale mode. Have certain timers on your phone. Share devices. So have a linked device. So if you're having one account, so example, you got a Gmail account, your wife got a Gmail account, your son got a Gmail account. If you a person with a big family, I think Gmail and Google made the entire money just by you. There's no need for so many people to have individual accounts. From one family, create a joint account. So it becomes very difficult for that person to hide his content now. Lastly, we will mention in this life of piety, remember, and this incident comes, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he has mentioned this incident, and every one of us must have this worry and this concern. comes in few kitabs of fiqh. In Fatawa Shami, he's mentioned. And in Tahtawi ala Durr al-Mukhtar as well, this incident comes. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah sees Allah tabarak wa ta'ala 99 times in his dream. He says, if I see Allah for the 100th time, I will ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala what will save a person from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning that day when it will be told you, iqra' kitabat, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. What will save that person? Lo and behold, Allah makes it the 100th time comes. The man, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, Imam al-Azam, he sees Allah Azza wa Jalla, he asks this question. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, recite this following. Subhan al-Abadi al-Abad, Subhan al-Wahid al-Ahad, Subhan al-Fard al-Samad, Subhan al-Rafi'i al-Samai bi-ghayri amad, Subhan man basat al-Arda ala ma'in jamad, Subhan man khalaq al-Khalqa fa'ahsahum adada, Subhan man qassam al-Rizqa wa lam yansa ahada, Subhan al-Ladhi lam yattakhid sahibatahu wa la walada, سبحان الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. He says, if a person makes this part of his masnoon du'as, meaning morning and evening, then the day will come. Every person has to stand before Allah. It is today that you and I are able to delete our chat history. A man in today's time with certain things that are on the market will take a drug 24 hours later, do a drug test on him, and he will come clean. We will be able to hide it. It is the system, the shaitani system that has been put forward. Create a life of complete and total privacy. In that life of privacy, you start to inculcate within yourself anxiety and depression. Your anxiety and depression is based on this. And primarily for that woman folk that are listening. It is as if when you go on Instagram, you see that certain woman with that certain niqab, that certain hijab, that certain brand, that certain eyeshadow, that certain contact lens, how many filters upon filters upon filters upon filters. That woman maybe at night, I think if you and I looked at her, and only Allah knows what type of nightmares we would have had. But look at her behind the screen, how she looks. And now that separation trap comes. That separation trap, meaning this woman will present a side of her life to you that is not a reality, meaning it is an augmented reality. They create this enticement in you. You yourself are a man that may not look a certain way on that smart device. You start to suffer from anxiety and depression. This anxiety and depression puts you in such a point that you now start to suffer with what is called FOMO, the fear of missing out. That fear of missing out takes you to a point where the man now feels destructive inside. That how it is, how many people they are that have subscribed to sites like OnlyFans, etc. They went on to these sites and where we have found them. The Alima yesterday was teaching, tomorrow what she's exposing. So read this ayat of this dua which has been mentioned by Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And lastly, this wa duha wal layli idha saja. Read this entire surah. And when we come to this verse, this wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, then continuously recite it. And one simple method also is this durure tunjina, 500 times la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, one time durure tunjina. On the inception of starting to do this work, Azram Abdul Hamid Sahib had prescribed it to us. We met Azram Mufti Ibrahim Salehji Sahib 2 weeks ago. He had then given the very same thing. The mention was this, that I came forward to Azram and said, how do we take, you know, these people are suffering, it's pornography addiction, it's drug addiction, it's addiction to online gaming, masturbation, and at times you feel like you're losing hope. So prescribe these amal. Subhanallah, the wonder of these amal, it's another whole 5-hour bayan on karguzari upon karguzari upon karguzari of people that have done this amal, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken out all these type of people from this filth and dirt. And morning and evening, let us read our quls. And if we are of that person that, although Maulana said before, that give up the smartphone, and I said, gee, but I gave the smartphone and then hidden in my locker or somewhere else, I still got another 2 or 3 smartphones, then become that person. Whenever you unlock that phone, then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And if Allah gives you the tawfiq, then at least 1 to 3 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah will save you from falling into that trap. Allah guide me, Allah protect me, Allah protect every single one of us. Allah grant istiqamah, Allah grant acceptance. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.